Accession number 10182, Reel 2.
Mr. Franklin, Reel 2. What type of material was falling down on the golf course?
Well, it sounds bad. It's difficult with my memory, but it's what originally came. When you run through a reel of ammunition, whatever you call it, the belting comes away, or whatever it's called, and then it falls out of the sky. I mean, it comes down somewhere.
So you could get a grandstand view of what was going on for.
Oh, heavens alive, it's any time of the day. Well, there's one point that suddenly came to me when I was thinking and got on to probably, one might say, the lighter side of it. But I think one must remember we had some fairly big casualties on the aerodrome. And I wouldn't like to put it down on record, but I mean, we had a very unfortunate bomb fall on a shelter with the WAFs, in which a lot were killed. A lot. Which is, sadly, things had to go on. I mean, you know, I mean, they were dead and
were you there at the time when the bomb fell?
Yes, I was, but you see, I didn't know other things were going on at the same time. I mean, it was, I couldn't even give you a date on that, but it's,
Did the local civilians give you much support in terms of encouragement and so on?
I sort of thought to a pretty great degree. I think no, I think we lived our own lives. I'm thinking around being in itself, no, I don't think. I mean, I had one to be a friend of mine who lived around, I saw, but it was all such a strange world.
I think you were telling me earlier that many of the airmen used to go off to London between...
Not the airmen, the pilots. Pilots, well. I'm not saying that in any way, but I doubt the airmen doing so, but the boys did, no doubt. Don't blame them.
I don't know if you've seen any of the films that have been made about the Battle of Britain or read any of the books about it that have been made since the war, but I wondered if you have, whether you think they give an accurate picture of what it was like at the time.
Well, I think some do and some don't, which is not a very good reply, but you see, things change so quickly, and it's a very comprehensive thing, because if you talk to other controllers who are not in 11 group, we had to compete with a situation which they didn't, and subsequently a type of control that they used when the Battle of Britain was over was entirely different from what was used during the Battle of Britain. We did the best we could with what we had, but it was subsequently developed. If I can put it this way, that for the Battle of Britain, as far as I was concerned, if I was the controller, I had the control. When times got hot, another controller would come in and help me. Latterly, after that, and I couldn't say when it came in, you had a controller. You had two, whatever they were called. They were sergeant pilot, who were either side of you, who you could hand over control to, who had their own tracking of the aircraft. It's rather hard for me to describe it so long ago. But anyhow, it was built up to be a more solid base for control, whereas certainly the start of the Battle of Britain, the duty controller was the man who handled the situation. And if it developed into anything bigger, you'd find one of the controllers off duty would come in and hold her hand. And, of course, you were dealing with, as I said right at the start, you were dealing with two types of radio, which was obviously difficult here. You get, not in technotactics, they're not technical, but when you have VHF radio, it's rather like kind of modern equipment and you press buttons and things happen. With the old radio, it was just on one fixed thing and it was hard work.